Welcome to What Stina Says. Christina strips down to the raw and real, both as a mother and a multi-six-figure entrepreneur. The art of building a personal brand has become more noisy than ever before. Christina coaches you through how to leave behind your logic to get your cash flowing, all while giving a realistic picture of the battle to remain present as a mother. Welcome to episode 7, the question you need to be asking if you want to sell offers at $10,000 plus. Hi, I'm Christina, your high ticket marketing and sales funnel consultant. I'm so thrilled to share with you this one question that is going to change everything for your confidence in order to land clients at $10,000 plus. Let's start with a little bit of a backstory and how I first got into selling. I actually really, really struggled to price my worth at the beginning of my journey. In fact, I was selling a very, very low ticket mastermind before I hired my very first coach back in 2022. And $350, y'all, it was a low ticket offer. And that was as much as I made in 1 month in February because I had one person enroll. Low ticket is very, very hard to become massively profitable from because it requires a large audience versus high ticket, okay, does not require a high volume audience. This is why you're able to become profitable so quickly. I have over and over again had clients who hired me, had never been able to sell a thing in their life. They launched their business and within 4 weeks, they had landed their very first $4,000 or $5,000 client. This is because selling is all about presenting your value. How are you different? Why should someone hire you? Do you understand the problem I'm facing? And how can you fix it? This is also why I coach my clients to not niche down by their audience, but instead to niche down by the problem that you're solving, because you're able to speak into someone's desires very directly. And that is far more powerful than just speaking to a person. Yes, we need to be speaking to someone, but so often people niche down by audience so far that they miss out on a lot of cash. So this $350 mastermind, very low ticket, I swung the completely opposite direction with this funnel framework. And I said, you know what? I'm only going to sell high ticket. I'm not going to compromise on my prices. And that same funnel framework is what took me to six figures in my first year of launching. It's the same funnel framework that has taken my clients to six figures, that has allowed them to sell $11,000 in a day, that has allowed them to land a client at $11,900 when they haven't sold to anyone else before. They haven't even sold a low or a mid-ticket offer prior to that. So it is a complete misconception that you have to sell a lower mid-ticket offer before someone will buy your high ticket. I did not have a single low or mid-ticket offer in my offer suite, only high ticket available. And guess what? It was when I settled on this confidence. I said, I will not compromise. I know that what I am offering is worth this because my clients who paid me $400 were landing clients at $2,000 plus at that time back in 2022. So when you decide to price what you want, number one, and number two, stick to it and not lower it when you don't sell the first time, but you stay consistent, you will build a high ticket profitable business. So let's dive in now to the one question that you need to be asking if you want to sell at $10,000 plus. It's not how do I sell this? Okay, that is not the question. It's how can I connect in an authentic way with my audience to showcase how I can change lives? The reason this question is important is because most people are asking, how do I sell this? Most people are going, what do I need to do to sell this? And their content shows it. It's not about you. It's about the other person. You have to illustrate in vivid stories. I tell my clients, can you hear it? Can you see it? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? Can you feel it? Write visual language. You have to help your ideal client to really visualize that through your sales copy. And that's what the funnel building process is about. People think funnels are robotic and it's like, ooh, we're going to piece together some landing pages. We're going to run some ads. They also think that funnels are only for ads. They're not. They are actually to automate your entire marketing and sales process from inquiry to payment so that it operates itself and sells for you through emails, through your landing pages, so that people are taking action without you reaching out to them, without you constantly having to create content. How powerful is that? You have the most settled feeling in the world that there's nothing new to do. That's how you ditch that nagging feeling. So funnels are all about showcasing how you do something differently and how you can change someone's lives. Perfect example. It's not about the funnel. That's the how do I sell this? How do I sell a funnel? It is actually about the second thing I just described to you, which is, do you want a feeling of being completely settled, of never having to create a new piece of marketing and sales content or strategy in your business ever again? That's the transformation. That's how I change lives. Your personality, who you are, those are things that no one else possesses but you. And that is how you're going to showcase the transformations. Oftentimes people get caught up in their head and they go, well, why is somebody going to buy something at this price point like this from me? Because you are you. That is exactly why. Nobody can do your process. Nobody can execute results in the way that you do. And so the way that you showcase that is through the transformations. If you don't have, let's say, client transformations yet, you're going to talk about your own transformations. Just like how I shared with you all that I used to sell a $350 mastermind. Now I sell $12,000 plus, $20,000 plus coaching and consulting packages. And I'm in the middle of transitioning to Evergreen. I'm the living, breathing example of what Fortify Your Funnel Academy, my funnel building program, does so well. It's how I know it works. It starts with your own transformations, and then that transitions and bleeds over to your client transformations. If you listen to the last episode, this is why the work that you do in one-to-one is so important, because it helps you to nail down, what is my process? How do I get transformations? And a lot of the times you've got to be in the really nitty gritty, right, with your clients to understand what the gaps are. So for example, anytime that I had 10 people coming to me on Boxer asking me the same question, every time I had 15 people coming to me on a group call and asking the same questions, I said, oh, there's a gap in my curriculum here. Because what happened is, as my curriculum in that hybrid program began to address everything, now all of our time on Boxer on our calls was spent giving feedback or executing on the materials inside of the course rather than teaching the what, why, and how found inside the course. So you've got to look for those gaps. And by closing those gaps, you're going to create insane transformations. Let's talk about how to continuously add value to your offers in order to create those transformations. When my clients come to me and share with me that there is something they're missing, something they need, I go and create that template. I go and create that resource, or we talk through it on Boxer, right? I'm continuously adding value and filling in those gaps. This is that customization piece that people often get frustrated with inside of group programs. So how are you going to make sure that you are personalizing your hybrid and your group experience to meet people's needs rather than just a one size fits all? So when we ask the question, how do I sell this? This also points to the fact that we get hung up on money, right? A lot of the time, this can lean towards finding your worth in money rather than detaching yourself from the sales. You making sales or not making sales doesn't make you any less worthy or more worthy. It is neutral. Why? Because the exciting part is not the making money. The exciting part is how you are changing lives. I talk about how much money I make. I talk about how much money my client makes because that is a goal. And there is no shame in having those goals. But you have to be able to hold those goals while also realizing that that is not your motivator. Your motivator is client transformations. Your motivator is showcasing the results that you get for your clients. And this is how you're going to sell an offer at $10,000 plus. Because in the same way that no one has your process, no one has your client results, your same client results. No one on the face of the planet. No one has the same story behind those results. No one has the same journey that you walked through with a client behind the scenes to get those results. And that is your superpower. So stop comparing your results to someone else's, because they should not be compared. Everybody rises to the top because of their results. Everyone rises to the top because they decide the person that they're going to be and the transformations they will achieve for themselves and others. These are the people that defy the odds and make it to seven figures. So start asking yourself, how can I connect in an authentic way with my audience to showcase how I change lives? Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.